This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Cutting up the Key Bridge.
It takes a lot to make sure that it can be dismantled safely.
Netanyahu backlash.
We want the government to resign right now.
Fast food pay hike.
It would help out so much.
This bill really hit our operations hard.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, workers have begun cutting the collapsed Key Bridge in Baltimore into pieces. Tons of debris have already been removed in an effort to reopen the Port of Baltimore. Here's CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Steel beams, once vital to the Francis Scott Key Bridge, now surgically cut into pieces, part of a complex wreckage removal operation.
It is a mangled, cantilevered mess.
Colonel S.D. Pinchason, unified commander of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, says crews will scan an underwater superstructure of concrete and twisted metal after each cut.
They're very careful that they're not going to send divers or equipment in without knowing for sure. There could be potential spots where there are vehicles and possibly human remains.
The U.S. Coast Guard is now marking clear sections of the channel, possible passageways for smaller ships. Captain David O'Connell.
I anticipate smaller commercial vessels, maybe some small tugs in the next few days.
A big storm system has caused damage in parts of California. A section of Scenic Highway 1 collapsed during a heavy rainstorm, stranding people near Big Sur. This state transportation official says they've been able to get things moving again.
We were able to initiate convoys through this location to let people out to the north and let people return in the southbound direction.
Now overseas to Israel, where there were large protests over the weekend calling for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to resign over his handling of the war in Gaza. CBS's Holly Williams in Jerusalem.
In Jerusalem last night, outside Israel's parliament, some protesters called for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's removal from office. Many here want a government that'll do more to bring the remaining hostages home. And in Tel Aviv on Saturday, demonstrators filled the streets around Israel's defense ministry, protesting Netanyahu's handling of the war.
This government is doing horrendous things in Gaza, not in our name.
This war, though, was ignited by Hamas launching its deadly attack on October 7th. Hamas says it won't agree to a deal to release the hostages without a permanent ceasefire.
AT&T says it's investigating a huge data breach affecting the personal information of more than 70 million customers. CBS's Jolene Kent.
What was stolen varies from person to person. The company says it could include social security numbers, full names, email and mailing addresses, birth dates, and AT&T account details. Now, most of that data is from 2019 or earlier. The telecom giant said it already reset current users' passcodes and is reaching out to those with compromised information.
Well, correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti tells us jury selection begins in Idaho today for the murder trial of Chad Daybell. He's accused of conspiring conspiring with his wife to kill two of her children.
Chad Daybell will stand trial nearly 5 years after the sudden death of his former wife, Tammy Daybell, which happened just 1 month after his new wife's children disappeared without a trace. Their remains were later discovered by police, buried in Daybell's backyard. Prosecutors believe the Daybells convinced themselves that Tylee and JJ turned into zombies.
6 months after Hyundai and Kia recalled more than 3 million vehicles because of a fire risk, the companies acknowledge most of them are still on the road unfixed. And because of delays, it could be months more before they can be repaired.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Today, the Kremlin dismissed a CBS News report that Russian military intelligence may be behind the mysterious ailment called the Havana Syndrome, impacting U.S. diplomats and other officials overseas. Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Greg Edgreen investigated for the Pentagon, and he told 60 Minutes,
"This was happening to our top 5-10% performing officers across the Defense Intelligence Agency, and consistently there was a Russia nexus. There was some angle where they had worked against Russia, focused on Russia, and done extremely well."
The main opposition party in Turkey has made new gains in local elections, and the opposition mayors in Istanbul and Ankara held on to their seats. The vote was seen as a key test of President Erdogan's popularity. Taking effect today in California, a $20 an hour minimum wage for fast food workers.
At this Subway restaurant, manager Ashish Bhattacharya says they'll have to charge more as a result of the state's new $20 minimum wage.
One sandwich is going to go over like $16, $17 for the foot long.
Other chains like Pizza Hut and Round Table have already laid off delivery drivers. Meanwhile, fast food workers like Romy Cruz say the $4 an hour pay increase will help
pagar renta para comida,
pay the rent and buy food. Fast food chains with 60 or more locations nationwide are required to meet the wage increase. Matt Bigler for CBS News, Berkeley, California.
The Dallas Morning News reports police are looking to question Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice. It's believed a car registered or leased to him was involved in a major high-speed accident involving several vehicles over the weekend. College basketball is down to the Final Four, and a Cinderella team is still in it.
Burns puts it up and in.
On CBS, number 11 seed North Carolina State beat ACC rival Duke 76-64. Wolfpack coach Kevin Keats.
These young men from day one have kind of believed in everything that I've preached to them and everything that they talked about.
Top seed Purdue also advanced with a win over Tennessee to join UConn and Alabama in the Final Four. NC State also made the women's Final Four, upsetting Texas. South Carolina's in it, too. Two other teams will punch their tickets today. The Powerball lottery jackpot has hit $975 million after there was no big winner over the weekend. These people are trying their luck in Philadelphia.
I might get lucky. I might hit. Change my life, so.
I would set myself up for the life that I want, you know. I would start a business and just do something with myself and for my family.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
There's a new look at how we feel about tipping.
A new survey by WalletHub finds almost 3 in 4 of us think tipping culture has gotten out of control. More than half believe businesses are replacing employee salaries with the extra we all chip in. 78% believe automatic service charges should be banned. And half think we only tip because of social pressure. One hospitality and tourism expert tells WalletHub some people have gotten fed up and stopped tipping altogether. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The Los Angeles Times has edited a column it published last week about the LSU women's basketball team following criticism from Tigers coach Kim Mulkey. She called it sexist and hurtful. It referred to players as villains and dirty debutantes ahead of a game against UCLA. The Times now says the original version did not meet the newspaper's standards. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
For more than 2 centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now, in hardcover or digital editions, wherever you get your books.